Capital.com.
Involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point Software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last three decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point Software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. Vantage Point is making its exclusive market forecast process available to you for free when you text MONEY to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to Vantage.
It's your morning show host, Ed Dean, along with Roger Henderson. Everybody have a good Thanksgiving week, and man, enjoy the turkey, talk a little issues, and watch the football games. But guess what, Rog? We're going to be ready to go Monday morning, 8 a.m., with a lot of issues. And by the way, a brand new month, December. Where's the impeachment hearings going?
I don't think it's going anywhere.
Wow. Some may agree with you. We'll talk more about this. Have a good weekend, everybody. We're thankful for all of you that listen in, and we'll be ready to go Monday morning, Ed and Roger, right here, 6 to 9 on Talk Radio WBOB.
Ready, master control? Ready, switch on.
The following is an encore presentation from WBOB.
Are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The state of Florida is asking an appeals court to uphold a 2011 law that has threatened tough penalties if city and county officials approve gun regulations. New numbers show increasing support for President Trump among Black Americans. And the U.S. Supreme Court temporarily blocks a subpoena looking to obtain President Trump's financial records.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Man, for those of you that are coming to our big Christmas party, it's going to be Saturday night. A week from this Saturday, it's going to be at the Holiday Inn, not the Inn Express, the Holiday Inn on Nursery Fields Drive. Folks, let me tell you where it's at. When you're at that parking lot at East 295 during the day and Bay Meadows Road, it's at, Roger, you know, everybody sees it. Mm-hmm. It's like going to Orlando and looking at the big mouse. You see the Holiday Inn. It's next to the big Jeep dealership. It's going to be Saturday night there. It's free. Adults only, but free. Free food, free entertainment, free cash gift cards, free dessert on top of the free food we're dishing out.
Yeah.
We're taking care of everything. We just want to meet you. There is no cost. It's our way of saying thank you to you for making us part of your morning commute and the station for making us part of your afternoon or morning listening and even weekend programming. If you email me, I got to get a final head count today into this week. With the people at the hotel today, and it's huge. We're going to take pictures. We're going to have a great time. Folks, don't act like you're not going to be. We're going to hang out with you. Trust me. And we want to meet you. And it's free. I mean, hello, it's free. So if you email me so I can get a head count, ed@wbob.com. Again, that's ed@wbob.com. Adults only. I want to give the parents a night off. Just tell me how many tickets you need, and I will shoot you an Angie. The other boss around here, Angie,
the
was
boss lady, by the
she
way.
Is the boss lady, yeah. Everybody's my boss around here, all right? Anyway, so she will shoot you an email of all the details. So again, just shoot me an email. You'll meet Ed. Roger's the star of all this, okay? So just again, come to the big Christmas party, Saturday night, December the 7th, 7 to 9 p.m. It's ed@wbob.com. Just shoot me an email, ed@wbob.com. All right, let's continue on with the news. Now it's week three, week four, Ukraine impeachment hearings. Where does all of this go next? Well, according to the media now, it's all focused on the dirt that President Trump tried to bribe a foreign government to get dirt on Joe Biden.
Trump allegedly abused his power for private gain by pressuring Ukraine. Abuse of office for Trump's personal gain. At the expense of us.
He used the security and the international relationships that we are required to have for the security of our country as a bargaining chip for his own personal.
So there you go. So Trump, even though there was nothing done by the, well, I guess it's Trump's Department of Justice. that said that there actually was no bribes. But the media says, well, listen, Burisma and Biden, they didn't do anything wrong.
No proof whatsoever that Joe Biden did anything wrong or that Hunter Biden did anything wrong.
Trump's claims about wrongdoing here are unsubstantiated. We have looked lots of
There's nothing there, according to the liberal left. Yet, what about all of the accusations that President Trump knew about this? And he's the one that kicked up this investigation. But according to former CIA officer Brian Wright, he says, how many do we need to remind you? It was the New York Times and ABC News that covered all of this well before that phone call was made.
Hey, you know what? Is there something about this Biden and Hunter Biden and Christopher Hines, who worked with him in the Ukraine for this corrupt, oligarch-based Ukrainian gas company? Is there something to it? Is there something to the fact that Biden put in some phone calls? I mean, should we be investigating this? The New York Times ran an article last May that highlighted this concern for Biden and his campaign. Raise the alarm flag. So it's not Trump. Trump isn't inventing this story. It has been out there for a long time.
In fact, according to Devin Nunes, Hillary Clinton had a lot of information about the same thing as well. According to Jamal Simmons from TheHill.com, the plurality, around 45% of all of those that are polled, among young people to elderly people, Republicans, independents, and Democrats, that they would continue to around 45% support more government spending on safety net programs like public housing, public welfare, food stamps, and issues when it comes to Social Security. But when you break it down by issues, ages 18 to 34, millennials support more spending, but not the elder generation.
And 50 to 64-year-olds. Those 65 years old or more are the least likely to want to spend more money at 36%.
So my question to you, out there listening, and there's an answer to this. Why is it? Now, Roger, and I understand where Roger's coming from. Roger goes, wait a second. Why would 65 and older, if you included that safety net, Social Security, why would they not technically be in favor of supporting more money for Social Security? I think it's a valid argument, considering they're never going to see their money, and technically it's not theirs.
Can't pass it down to their kids anything.
That's right. But my question to you out there listening, there is a reason why some of you, this should just automatically hit. There's a reason why older Americans do not support an increase of spending of these, quote, public welfare, food stamps, more of a social safety net. Why is that the reason when it comes to that issue? According to the Emerson poll, you guys ready for this story? And Rasmussen poll, the support for President Trump among those in the black community is both roughly right around at 34 to 35%. But then again, when you listen to the liberal left, Trump has rolled back civil rights since he's been in office for the next 50 years for those in the black community.
People to prison. As I said before, while many of the Trump administration's initial goals have stalled, the Sessions Justice Department has been racking up almost weekly successes in its attempt to roll back the civil rights advances.
Again, Al Sharpton has no proof of what he is talking about. But listen, Martha McCallum this past week had a group of black individuals. One guy, black guy, had a MAGA hat on, said conservative thug.
Okay.
Thug conservative, you know what I'm saying? So they had Democrats that were supporting Biden, independents, and those that in the black community, yes, there are many of those that exist that do support President Trump. Listen to Angela Stanton King. She was part of this panel. She says this is the reason why she supports President Trump.
I support President Trump for what he's done in action. I mean, we can see a lot of candidates right now saying what they are going to do. And I know what President Trump has done. We've got the lowest black unemployment ever. The historical passing of the First Step Act. The First Step Act thus far has released 7,000 people from prison. 91% of them have been black. And that is, in fact, overturning Joe Biden's three strikes, you're outlaw, and mandatory minimum. First issue with the current Democratic candidates as it comes to the black community is that all of them are pushing for poor women of color to have access to abortion. That's all that you hear.
She's got an interesting point. That's all what you hear. She's talking about, she's actually one of those that's benefited from the First Step Act, which is to reduce some of those that have had crimes in that area out there. But is that enough to get black people to support your candidacy.
You know what? It's a step. You know, 35%, although it's still, you know, a landslide, you know, minority, it is huge because historically, you know, black Americans, somewhere between 2 and 10% have voted for Republicans. Now we're up to 35. I think it's a step, you know, that makes the Democrats earn the
vote.
But
why? That's the question. Why is it? Why is these numbers increasing for Trump?
Well, I believe
they shouldn't be that high, Roger.
I believe that once Obama got elected and he said, OK, now there's a black, you know, guy in the White House, we're going to really see some progress. And unemployment was worse than it had ever been, to be frank with you. And the heritage and the legacy of the civil rights movement have been replaced with LGBT.
Mm. That's all that you hear. It's since abortion Roe versus Wade has been passed, 46% of the black population has been aborted. Exactly. To me personally, you don't have my best interest in mind. If only thing you're offering me is access to abortion to kill my child before it has a chance to live, and then also free welfare. Black people have been voting Democrat for the past 60 years, and it has done absolutely nothing for us but kept us stagnant on welfare. And now here we are with 46% of the black vote. I mean, the black population being aborted.
So this poll had come out. Anna Navarro, she is that, she's a, well, I don't care what she calls herself, a Republican. She's on The View, doesn't like anything with Trump. She actually said something kind of funny if you look at it in its context. She's a CNN political commentator. She mocked the recent polls that we just talked about. She says that these polls that show significant black support for President Trump, she tweeted out this past week. No, folks, me and Roger are laughing about this on the air and off air because you got to understand the context, all right? So she says, well, wait a second. These polls must have only been conducted in the homes of Kanye West, Ben Carson, that sheriff guy with the cowboy hat, and those two cubic zirconia polyester spandex ladies. I think she's talking, was it Diamond and Pearl, yeah, Diamond and stuff?
Right, they're like these big, you know, YouTube sisters who are real conservative.
Yeah,
so,
anyway. I prefer Diamond and Prince, but yeah, I don't follow Diamond and Silk, so right. That's pretty much. But listen to Daryl Scott, the Reverend Daryl Scott. He is the National Diversity Coalition CEO. He actually makes a good point. Doesn't mention Republican or Democrats. He says, when it comes to the black community, politicians only show up when it's election season.
But urban blight is a reality throughout America. The politicians show up every 2 to 4 years. They walk through the hood. They shake their head. They promise to come back. But win or lose, they don't come back. And what Donald Trump has done, he's caused America to examine, to address, to acknowledge that this blight, these depressed conditions exist in America.
He's exactly correct. I was listening to some of those years ago, the NAACP and the Urban League. They all got together. I was covering a story where they said, hey, you know, all these people out there, the Republicans keep asking the reason why that black people that normally would agree with them and Latino people on the religious issues, why are they not obtaining those votes? Great question.
Mm-hmm.
And he pointed out, it's not based on those anymore. It's based on economics. David Webb says the same thing. I've interviewed David, Sirius XM radio host, a black conservative. I love David. David says you got to talk economic issues among those in the black community. And whether you agree with Trump or not, just follow me for a second, okay? I buy into that. That's what Webb says.
I don't, anyway.
Yeah, well, if that was the case, then why is the numbers up for Trump? It ain't based on religious issues.
Why does Pete Buttigieg has zero black support in all the polling data?
Because
zero. None.
Well, what is he bragging about that's helped him out? What I'm saying is what is driving the numbers up for Trump? Whether you agree with it or not, what does he brag about? Does he say, hey, we agree with you religiously? Never he says that. Never does he say that. He does it because he talks about the lowest record of unemployment of those in the black community. And that's the reason why Trump's numbers are up, not based on. And I like the religious views of those in the black community.
Look how much African-American communities have suffered under Democratic control. To those I say the following. What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What do you have to lose?
I like that when he's talking in the third person, like Trump. I do that a lot. Ed Dean. Anyway.
He's talking about Ivanka.
That's right. So we will talk more about this on the other side. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 831-0600. So, Roger, I'm just telling you.
This is my view.
If this was based on faith-based initiatives, the Latino community and the black community would never vote for the Democrats.
I don't know if it's enough to get them to vote, but it's probably enough to get them to stay home and also get them to think. I think the majority, at least historically, of the people who have been those who have converted to the Republican Party or those who come from a deep faith conversion experience as an adult, All right. And the reason why they're probably more open-minded, they're not, you know, steeped in the tradition of the Democratic Party. Secondly, those who have a military background, lifers who've served this country, they have a high level of patriotism. I think those two groups, at least historically, maybe the economic issues are coming in.
But hold it. But that has nothing to do with religion. I mean, the 15% of those that voted for Ron DeSantis, we were told by the CNN exit polls, it was all based on school choice. Not a religious issue. Now, some may think it is.
I would think it would be.
No, and the charter schools aren't religious.
Not all of the school choice options are religious,
Hold on. Tell me how many black students are going to private Christian schools versus charter schools.
I don't know the numbers on
that. Charter schools is a higher number.
But when I think of school choice, and maybe I'm coming from a biased perspective, I think the option would include.
I would, too. I went to private school.
A faith-based, church-run, a good quality school.
I'm with you. I went to public. But remember, virtual school now is considered a school of choice.
Right.
Okay?
And the parents are trying to get away from what you know, the Christian community would call the worldly influences are happening at the public school system.
So here we go. Here's some quick questions before we go to break. I want to love to hear from you. Tell me folks, if I mention a word, you guys would know about it. But I'm kind of giving you the hint right here. Tell me the reason why, according to the latest poll numbers, the majority of those 65 and older generation do not support increase in government spending for food stamps, even Social Security, but public welfare assistance. Why are they against it? Some of you, this should be a no-brainer. That's question number one. Question number two. The Washington Post says that President Obama is really a conservative out there, but they pointed all the liberal policies. We're talking during the presidency, not pre-presidency, but I think technically there are three or four issues that the president could be accused of being a conservative on. I have those answers. Can some of you guess that? What issues would Obama technically have been a conservative on? Also, when it comes to talking politics over the Thanksgiving week, this week coming up, how many all looking forward? And by the way, what issues will you talk about? Or do you not talk politics and or religion when it comes to the kitchen table? And Kimberly Daniels says, hey, if I can't get my prayer in schools, I'll go for a moment of silence. I like that. I like the prayer in schools, but if I can't get it, I'll go for the moment of silence. Would you go along with that, Raj?
I think it's probably better than nothing. You know?
Yeah, I like your attitude. I would agree with you. So what is your answer to all of these? I'd love to hear your views on this. 831-0600-90. Come on, folks. Obama was technically a conservative on a few issues. But what were those issues on? 831-0600. Talk radio WBOB.
At I-295 South Ocean Way at Pulaski, there has been a crash. We're watching the traffic cams, and there is some significant backup there. 295 North at Butler Boulevard, an accident just in. And if you're at 95 going north at 8th Street, there's backup there.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. One of the biggest changes we've seen in fine jewelry over the last 25 years has been the growth of jewelry designers. At Underwoods, we're the leader, bringing to North Florida the best names in designer jewelry. In fact, we carry designer lines in a similar way to how clothing stores carry designer labels. The difference is that jewelry designers have to be a little more timeless in their presentations because nobody wants to buy a fine piece of jewelry only to find out the next year it's gone out of style. That's why you'll find at Underwoods the best of the jewelry designer names, those that are tried and true and popular. Names like David Yurman, Roberto Coyne, John Hardy, Marco Bichigo, Jude Francis, Lagos, Ippolita, and a lot more are all available right now at Underwoods.
So if you want the best looks in designer jewelry, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
The Christmas tradition continues at Kuhn Flowers. For years, we've all had the opportunity to see the beautiful Christmas displays at the Kuhn Flowers location on Beach Boulevard. On Saturday, December 7th, you're all invited to drop by the store between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock and get a professional picture with Santa to take home. While you're there, be sure to check out all the stunning holiday floral arrangements. The annual Kuhn Flowers open house, December 7th, at the Kuhn Flowers location on Beach Boulevard. Call 398-8601.
They came from every corner of the country, from small towns and big cities. But they all shared one thing in common. They belonged to a family called Marines. A tough and determined few dedicated to protecting everything we hold sacred. And still, they come. Celebrate the history of those proud few who have earned the title Marine.
Is it time for a new roof? Get your roofing job done right. Call Sears Roofing right now for a free in-home estimate. That's Sears Roofing. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. Call Sears Roofing right now. 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears.
Tune in every Wednesday afternoon at 5 for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
We're looking at lots more homes coming up, lots more restaurants.
Anita has all the latest news on Northeast Florida hot properties and everything you need to know relating to your most important investment.
The whole idea is to sell your house. We know what the market is.
It's Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles every Wednesday afternoon at 5 on AM 600 and 101.1 FM Talk Radio WBOB. Today we're going to see a mix of sunshine and cloudiness, high 72. This evening mainly clear with only a 1 in 10 chance of rain tonight, 52 the low. Right now it's 45 at WBOB.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A Washington Post op-ed calls former President Obama a conservative. A new survey says families are split on whether they will talk politics at the Thanksgiving table this week. And Hill.com reports 43% of voters think the government should spend more on public programs.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, squeezing a couple quick calls. Always enjoy hearing from you guys this morning. Let's go to George. Hey, George, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Older people remember the almost 60% taxes back in the 50s and 60s to pay off the Korean War and World War II, and they know that hit them hard. And if you add up the federal, state, county, and city taxes, it was even more than that. And Mark Levine did a really good show, his last show, I think it was Friday, and he went over the countries that have 60% plus income tax plus VAT tax, Sweden, et cetera. And the millennials don't know they're going to get hit with this. They really don't internalize it. And the other part of all this mess is older people don't use the search engines as much, which are 98% pro-socialist.
Search engine.
Wow, yeah.
I got to get going.
He's got a point there. My mom hates technology. I mean, she'll rather stand in line at a bank as opposed to using a debit card.
Well, I know. But to George's point, let me agree with George. He's in the ballpark. He's probably rounding second right now. Here's the reason why older Americans do not support more government spending on public assistance, welfare, everything else. You know why? Because they're older Americans. And that means what?
They worked hard all their lives. No?
Yes and no. That means they've been around. They've seen the system. They've seen the way they've lived longer than us, folks. They've seen the waste of government spending. Roger, now you get what I'm saying.
Okay.
Hence, they're older Americans. The reason why younger people would support this is because they haven't seen it.
Okay.
That's the reason why. Older Americans have seen the waste and everything else. That's the reason why they don't support it anymore.
Hmm.
We've been down this road. We've seen this movie. So pretty much, he was in the ballpark. 25 minutes after 8 a.m., Talk Radio WBOB.
On I-295 South, just after Pulaski, an accident's causing a lot of backup there this morning. 295 North in Butler, another crash there. The cars involved are now in the right emergency lane. And if you're at 95 South, just before Gulf Air, on the left side of the highway, you will see.
How would you describe your health care? If you're like most Americans these days, the word affordable isn't top of mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted healthcare option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Unlike insurance, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. Hundreds of thousands of believers across America who share each other's medical bills. For over 25 years, they've trusted in the MediShare model because it works. You'll be amazed at what you'll save, up to $500 every month. And here's the best part. Because MediShare is based on biblical principles, you never pay for things that go against your beliefs. MediShare is affordable health care for Christians.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your health care. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, where the weather conditions are perfect for one crop, cotton. My bed sheets are ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. They come in a variety of colors, and now for a limited time, when you use your promo code, I'll give you my best offer ever. Buy one set of my Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. I guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
For limited time, go to MyPillow.com. When you buy a set of Giza Sheets, Mike will give you a set of Giza Sheets for free when you use promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 and give them promo code WBOB for this fantastic offer.
All right, class. Let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow. Awesome.
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We'll have a mix of sun and clouds today and a high of 72. This evening, mainly clear, 52 the low. Right now, it's 45 at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
After the morning show at 9 a.m., you can catch the podcast. We do it every day. Just go to the website, wbob.com, click on where it says Ed Dean Extra. That'll be set and ready to go. What are you guys thankful for, man? I'm always curious to hear from you. I'm curious, how many of y'all plan to have that Thanksgiving dinner? And will you guys talk politics or not talk politics? Or do you have one of those in-laws? 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is back in the U.S. following a surprise Thanksgiving Day visit with American troops in Afghanistan. The president tells the troops it's their work and sacrifice that pushed the Taliban back to the bargaining table for renewed peace talks. Celebrations have erupted in an Iraqi square where anti-government protesters had been camped out for nearly 2 months, following an announcement today by the Iraqi prime minister that he will be resigning. Still no word on what kind of representation President Trump will have at next week's impeachment hearing on Capitol Hill. The president and his lawyers have been invited to attend the House Judiciary Committee and make a request to question witnesses. However, it seems unlikely that Mr. Trump himself will attend. Wall Street Dow features down 55 points. More details at SR.
Looking to obtain President Trump's financial records. The state of Florida is asking an appeals court to uphold a 2011 law that threatened tough penalties if city and county officials approve gun regulations. And new numbers show increasing support for President Trump among black Americans.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
No, I wouldn't. I saw where you lived. I'm not going to be your neighbor. That's it. The reason why I played that, by the way, 33 minutes after 8 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Ed, I thought I was listening to NPR. No,
you're so hilarious.
We had this big last week about there was a story. It blew up a lot of input for the callers last week. There was a story that had come out of study where the majority of Democrats versus Republicans thought that should a local newspaper, if, like, for example, the Times Union, I'm just using them as an example, was not financially able to make it, should they receive some sort of government funding in order to become more solvent out there?
In the interest of the public good.
Yeah, in the interest of the public good. And by the way, I think you should support your local newspaper compared to a national one, but it should not be done through government money. Roger goes, and a lot of people agree with Roger. Roger goes, okay, wait a second. If we're going to spend any government money, it should be spent on the Cookie Monster at
Grover, Oscar the Grouch.
I don't know who that is, but I'm Bert. Hey, Bert. Hey, Ernie. I never watched PBS. By 7 years old, I was watching with Lou Rimes and the Wall Street Journal Morning Update when I was by 7 years old. Okay. So there you go. So I never watched, along with Spider-Man comics, but anyway, I never watched PBS. So Roger goes, well, hey, listen, if we're going to spend any government money, would you not think that it would be better spent on PBS educating young kids?
Exactly, and that was my position. And they get a love for learning. It makes learning fun. They do it in quick, bite-sized segments. You know, that's the whole format of TV shows, at least when I was young, of Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, Electric Company, and Zoom.
So some of the people emailed. Hold on. This song will stick in your head throughout the rest of the day.
Ah, the nostalgia.
Hold on. Well, you know what they need is a little... They need a little rap. Where's Kanye coming out, man? He's going to redo that. So a couple of emails came in and go, hey, Ed, what are you guys doing for... Can I take you and Roger out to the movies? We'll go watch Mr. Rogers with Tom Hanks.
I'll go.
I said, yeah, you can take Roger. I'm not going. So they're like that. But a lot of people...
Based on a true story. The life of Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, but you ever notice when you go to the movies, everything's based on a true adaption of that story? Is that the right word?
Adaptation.
Adaptation. I'm sorry.
Especially Star Wars.
Adaptation.
But go ahead.
Yeah. That was a true story?
The Force. I'm being funny.
You know, they used to think that the Force, the ministers in the 70s decried against the Star Wars movies.
Really?
Because the Force was supposed to be used as some sort of object that was deemed to be all-knowing and was against God.
Hmm.
Because the Force was used in the universe.
I never looked at it that way.
I never did either until I heard some religious minister say that on TV. And by the way, when I'm done with the sermons, can you send me $29.99? I'm going to send you some holy water that I used for my forehead this morning. And I'm like, give me... By the way, the biggest hypocrites out there today, besides funeral directors trying to look sad at a $30,000 funeral, politicians, are televangelists. Big, big... hypocrites. Ask Jesse Duplantis.
Don't put paint all of them
not
with
all
the same
them.
Brush.
Some of them
are doing good things.
Yeah. Ask Jesse Duplantis. Ask Kenneth Copeland. Does he need another $6 million? Well, he doesn't want to ride with first class or everybody else, so he needs a brand new jet. Ask Benny Hinn. Never mind. Paula White. Okay. Never mind.
She advises President Trump.
Yeah, she must be okay.
She's his spiritual advisor and I think works at the White House now.
Yeah, Paula. We've done some articles by Paula. Paula's entertaining.
Be nice to the preachers.
Who's the female lady?
Joyce Meyer.
I think Joyce Meyer does a... I know some of you that don't think women should be preachers. Okay, that's... I understand what scripture said. But I think she does a bang-up job. I'd rather listen to her than most of these men.
And to hear the things that she's gone through, she's paid a price to preach the gospel.
That's right. But having said that, I am not a fan of the televangelists out there that lay your hands on the TV, that all we need to do, and we're going to heal the... remember in the old... We used to raise people from the dead. Remember that one? Can you tell me how many ministers you've known to raise people from the dead?
I know one.
Who? Locally?
Yeah.
You can show me. Where were they dead at?
At their church. He was a guest speaker at a church one Sunday morning. The guy dropped out. It was a registered nurse who was at the service at the time. Could not find any vital signs. the church just started praying, and
after how many hours?
He got up.
Within what, a couple minutes?
No, within an hour after emergency response.
Roger, when you died after an hour, you're dead.
Well, he got up after an hour.
Hey, then he wasn't dead. Maybe something stopped. Listen.
Greater works will okay. you do than I go into my Father.
Here we go. Let me give you a reason why local priest, pastors, or whatever, cannot raise the dead. Tell me what would happen if you knew people that could raise the dead. Tell me what would happen. The media would be covering it, would it not be? Nobody's ever thought about that one, huh? 831-0600-904-831-0600. And if that's the case, why are we not hitting all the local graveyards then? Was there an answer to that one as well? Well, they have to believe.
Would you say Jesus raised the dead when he was on the earth?
Back then, yes.
Okay. Did he raise everybody who was in a grave at that point?
No. Nope. But the Bible doesn't document all that now, does it? Maybe because Jesus was a human and he didn't have time to visit all the graves. You ever thought about that? I don't know. I mean, all right. 831-0600. I like a little. This is kind of a good conversation. 831-0600. Your call's up next. Talk radio WBOB.
295 South at Pulaski. There's a crash there this morning. We're watching the traffic cams. There's moderate backup. At I-95 South at Gulf Air, there's a crash. Left lane is where the cars are now involved. And then at 295 South on the Buckman Bridge, we're seeing some backup there this morning.
It's not easy making a job change, but great opportunities only come around so often. And American Electrical wants to strike a deal with you that will ignite your career like you're a first-round draft pick. American Electrical is looking for the best electricians in Jacksonville, and they'll make sure you're rewarded for the work you do. A benefits package that's second to none, including 4% matching 401k. And once you're there for 3 years, you can start planning 3 weeks of vacation. Call 737-7770 or stop by their offices on St. Augustine Road. American Electrical.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school or even let alone go to college, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, studied hard, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone.
I feel like if I didn't have anyone to push me, I wouldn't even bother to do it. I got one milestone down the drain, and now I got to work on the next. I see the future is really bright for me. I feel like it doesn't matter the age, as long as you go back and get it done. The high school diploma is just added to the confidence, and now I feel unstoppable.
No one gets a diploma alone. You have more support than you realize. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and cloudiness, a high of 72, mostly clear this evening, 52 the low right now, 45 at WBOB.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new survey says families are split on whether they will talk politics at the Thanksgiving table this week. Hill.com reports 43% of voters think the government should spend more on public programs. And a Washington Post op-ed calls former President Obama a conservative.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, let's take some calls. By the way, I agree. Some of you, real quick, before I start off with Pete and Josh and the rest of you, some of you have been emailing me, Ed, love Roger. There's no way Big Bird and PBS are not making money. They're making boatloads of money off that. By the way, do you not see their products also being sold in Walmart? Why did they need government funding?
Well, Sesame Street just partnered with HBO. In fact, first round.
Wait. Yeah. What's a kids program doing on HBO?
I don't know, but it's there. Yeah. HBO is now responsible for production.
Interesting.
And they get the first run, and then PBS runs the reruns.
You can go see Big Bird in the Game of Thrones now. All right. I never watched Game of Thrones anyway. Let's go to Pete. Hey, Pete, thanks for taking the time to call. How are you this morning?
Hey, real good. Hey, a couple of things. It's real easy to see that some would think that Barack Obama is becoming more conservative. But when you compare that to what is happening on the left, as far as him being more conservative, that still remains to be seen. And I think it just really is. We're in an egregious era if we begin to look at him as a bastion of conservative ideas. I mean, I think it's foolish. The other thing is, of course, older people have more, as you rightly pointed out, more experience, and they see how the rest of the world is of good, solid thinking, and they're going to have more conservative ideas on a whole range of things. And Roger, with your situation as far as people being raised from the dead is concerned, and Jesus did this 2,000 years ago. He can do it now. He can do it anytime he sees it necessary to do it. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. I was actually going to agree with Pete on the it does remain to be seen what Obama is a conservative on now after the presidency.
Yeah.
He made a good point.
It's very possible he's become conservative now that he's got a nine-figure net worth and
he's trying to reserve
some of his tax liability.
So here's I've got four areas where Obama was a conservative on during his presidency. I can't believe not one person has able to guess anyone, excluding immigration. Okay, I'll give you that one. Give me another area where Obama technically was a conservative on during his presidency.
Well, maybe national defense. He was known as the drone warrior.
He took
drone warfare to a new level that had never been seen in American history, and almost wiped out Al Qaeda.
Is that on my list? I think he did adopt some of the Bush policies going after Bin Laden. So there's a couple more. Let's go to Josh. Hey, Josh. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ed.
Hey, brother.
This is how you guys doing for the thing about raising the dead. And I don't think Ed was disagreeing with you, but you did say something about the media, and I was going to add a point to that.
Go ahead.
I don't believe the media. Well, think about who controls the media, really. I mean, think about who kind of rules the earth and, temporarily. I don't think that I've actually seen clips of CNN where people were on there where they started saying Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and all of a sudden they're cut off. I don't think that who wants any of that on the media. So I'm not one of these people that believes that if something is happening big in the world that the media necessarily is going to be aware of it.
Yeah.
I think some things they're going to say, they're going to try to hide it.
I don't think that's a good conspiracy. I politely would differ with you on that. But having said that, there is one time in the last 58, 59 years where actually people did rise from the dead. You know when that was? The 1960 election between Nixon and Kennedy, where they got dead people in Chicago to come out and vote. You like that one. That was a good one, huh? Now, yeah. Listen, I don't mean to get on a religious kick. If people are being raised from the dead, the media would be there to cover it.
Maybe the Lord doesn't want
doesn't matter.
People to know it because of the preservation of their own souls. You know, one of the most dangerous things anyone could ever do is speaking incorrectly about miracles.
Hold on. Can I ask you a question? When the Bible talks about how the whole world shall see this, how do you think the whole world's going to view this?
I think it's probably going to use some technology.
That's exactly right. We have so much technology today, you couldn't hide anything if you wanted to for the most part. You know?
That's true.
Yeah. Hey, Josh, have a good Thanksgiving, man. I'm telling you, it ain't happening. If people were if American ministers were raising people from the dead, I'm telling you, I would be there to cover it. And it ain't happening, folks. Now, you can go to cardiac arrest. No, that doesn't mean with handcuffs for some of you out there. Where someone you could flatline. But when it comes to an hour later to 2 hours, I'm sorry, man. To be absent from the body, there you go. I saw a white light.
Ed.
So anyways, base a lot of this on fact. I
got to send you some links. Okay.
Send me those links of where it is, you know, like the length of the birther thing where Obama was important. Can I ask a question, by the way? Some of you have been emailing me. Well, Obama, listen, can I throw this out there? Even if, Roger, let's play this game. Obama was not born in this country. Let's go along with this.
I believe he was born in Hawaii. Benefit of the doubt, he was born in Kenya. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's say hypothetically he was born in a foreign country. Okay? Do you know what that would mean to every policy that he signed into law? That means it was all done null and void. Because if he was illegally not allowed to become the president, that means that the things he passed, he signed in the law. Technically, if he was not allowed to become, you get what I'm saying? You follow me, right?
I understand you're giving us the benefit of the doubt if that had happened, but that includes if his mother was also not born in America.
I'm just playing hypothetical here. Okay. Let's say that you think the Supreme Court, you think any court is going to totally retract. You got to retract all the government bills that he signed into law. I'm sorry, folks. Some of us may wish that ain't going to happen.
Why did Justice Roberts, of the U.S. Supreme Court, swear him in the office if they knew that he was not a U.S. citizen? It would have never happened.
I don't know. I'm not saying he wasn't. I'm just saying if he wanted to go down this road. By the way, on the other side of the break, we got to take one more, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to give you the four things, maybe two or three more things, that Obama was technically a conservative on when he was the president. Maybe, can some of you even guess it? 831-0, it has to do with economic policy. 831-0600 Talk Radio WBOB.
I-295 South at Pulaski. A truck's been involved in a wreck that's now in the right breakdown lane. 95 South at Gulf Air. Another crash there. You'll see the cars involved on the left. And if you're on the Buckman Bridge going into Orange Park, there's some slowdown there.
Florida's Everglades. A sportsman's paradise. An angler's wonderland. And a big part of Florida's economy. But today, Florida's Everglades is on life support. Florida is doing its part, but now the politicians in Washington are dragging their feet. Don't let Florida's Everglades get swamped by D.C. politics. Visit EvergladesFoundation.org to learn how you can help.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, December 6th at 7 p.m., it's the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters at ByStar Veterans Arena. Saturday, December 7th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, December 7th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free.
Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness.
Get some rear security.
From combat operations to humanitarian assistance, in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today, or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for each other, for our nation, for us all. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Today we'll have a mix of sunshine and cloudiness, the high 72. This evening, mainly clear, 52 the low, right now 45 at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right. I mean, I hate to admit this, but during the, sometimes the show off the air is more exciting than it is on the air. We got to get the webcams in here. I've been whistling the Sesame Street song. I can't even believe that. Okay, let's take some calls. Let's go to Bill on line one. Hey, Bill, good morning.
Hey, good morning. The one thing that I would add to the, not so much the birther thing, but I believe they made a stink about McCain in 2008 being born, I believe, on a Navy base or a ship.
Yeah.
Which is American soil, as they say. And that would be where a lot of these people go off the rails about citizenship.
It was the Panama Canal Zone, but I think, you know, that would have been overridden by the fact that his parents were Americans. Doesn't matter right. Where you were born if your parents were Americans.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a natural born, I believe, is what it says in the Constitution. And so if there's a difference between, I believe it's differentiated, put it that way.
Yeah. All right, Bill. Hey, have a good Thanksgiving, man. Go ahead.
Doesn't make him not a citizen,
though. Right. And by the way, interesting point on that one. I just never got into the whole birther argument out there. I think somebody can be defeated on issues. Going after Obama and his birther argument is like going after Trump on the Russian thing that he didn't technically win, you know? Let's go to JC. Hey, JC, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning, sir.
I really don't think Obama's any more conservative now than when he was in office. I think what it is, the people that are pushing the Democrat Party now are so far left, they're making him look conservative. Same way now, if you look at Kennedy, he would be more conservative than most of the people in Congress.
Yeah, that's a great point. Even though Kennedy was tax cuts. He wanted to fight the commies, even though he gave up certain things. But yeah, that's kind of, I mean, Bill Clinton to me was a moderate to a conservative Democrat. All right, I guess I lost. I guess he didn't drive off the road when I said Bill Clinton was a moderate conservative Democrat, did he? I mean, look at Clinton: balanced budget,
right?
Defense of Marriage Act, tax cuts, deregulation, lowest amount of government spending since out of the days of I think maybe Eisenhower.
And if you're a social conservative, it was Bill Clinton who came up with the idea of the V-chip, which allows parents block inappropriate content from their kids.
Yeah.
That's now being used.
Clinton was not a liberal. I mean, I don't agree with the Ruth Bader Ginsburg and that stuff, but I mean, overall, the presidency, Bill Clinton was not, he was a moderate, but he wasn't, I'm just saying.
He was married to a liberal, though.
Oh, well, yeah.
When they saw each other.
So, all right, here's the things that Obama was conservative on. Some of you may drive off the road. Roger says on the issue of the military, there are liberals out there that I have good friends that says, hey, Obama never really, when it came to satellites to help out defending the country, they never cut the defense budget on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was Bill Clinton before him who was cutting, you know, all the military bases. But go ahead.
So Obama was conservative on, you ready for this? Fracking. Many Northeast liberals did not like it because he did allow some fracking to take place in the Northeast. That's one. Many people did not have realized that. Also, immigration, I'll give you that one. Give me the economic policy that technically Obama could have been a somewhat of a conservative on.
I can't think of it.
What does it have to do with 43? Bush. Tax cuts. Extended. He extended the Bush tax cuts for two more years.
Okay.
Many people don't realize that. And by the way, Obama did cut taxes in the stimulus.
Okay.
Many people don't realize that. So that's on that one right there. But overall, he was not a conservative, folks. He just, for example, when he got bin Laden, the former officials like Leon Panetta will tell you, the media won't cover this a whole lot. We've played the clips that they adopted the Bush policies. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, they waterboarded. This is how they found
Obama
bin Laden.
Obama was waterboarding?
No. They found that, well, the policies beforehand is what led to.
I see. He used the intelligence gathered through waterboarding.
Yeah, as far as we know, we didn't waterboard. But what I'm saying is that the waterboarding that did work, remember, they did not like Guantanamo Bay and all the other stuff. Mm-hmm. Those policies did work to get after the terrorists.
Claimed to shut them down when he got elected and he kept them open.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right. And meanwhile, the Bush tax cuts went on fracking. That's how limited you could find out how much Obama was a conservative on. So anyway, hey, don't forget, you can email me throughout the holiday season at WBOB.com. Don't forget, coming up December the 7th, a week from this Saturday, is our third annual Christmas party. It's going to be huge, packed, free food, free entertainment, free dessert on top of the free food. We're giving away cash gift cards. It's going to be huge. I just need you to email me, ed@WBOB.com. That's ed@WBOB.com. Tell me how many tickets you like. Adults only, because I think the adults need a night off. All right? Kids wouldn't understand my humor. They'd understand Roger's PBS humor, yes, but they wouldn't understand. I'm just kidding. They wouldn't understand my humor. All right. Everybody have a good Thanksgiving. Now, we're going to be back. Everybody's going to be around tomorrow and throughout the week, but I'm just telling you, some of you are going to be on the road, so I'm going to go ahead and wish you a happy Thanksgiving. I am thankful every day to God for this radio show, to have Roger, the people here. I'm very thankful. And every day is a Thanksgiving to me, but I'm always thankful to all of you. Whether we agree or disagree, we always have a great conversation. That's the way it should be. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., this is Talk Radio, WBOB.